The dormitory was empty when he reached it. He rested his forehead for a moment against the cool glass of the window beside his bed. It felt soothing against his scar. Then he undressed and got into bed, wishing his headache would go away. He also felt slightly sick. He rolled over onto his side, closed his eyes, and fell asleep almost at once. He was standing in a dark, curtained room lit by a single branch of candles. His hands were clenched on the back of a chair in front of him. They were long-fingered and white, as though they had not seen sunlight for years, and looked like large, pale spiders against the dark velvet of the chair. Beyond the chair, in a pool of light cast upon the floor by the candles, knelt a man in black robes.
"I have been badly advised, it seems," said Harry, in a high, cold voice that pulsed with anger.
"Master, I crave your pardon,"
croaked the man kneeling on the floor. The back of his head glimmered in the candlelight. He seemed to be trembling.
"I do not blame you, Rookwood,"
said Harry in that cold, cruel voice. He relinquished his grip upon the chair and walked around it, closer to the man cowering upon the floor, until he stood directly over him in the darkness, looking down from a far greater height than usual.
"You are sure of your facts, Rookwood?"
asked Harry.
"Yes, my lord, yes. I used to work in the department after all."
"Avery told me Bode would be able to remove it."
"Bode could never have taken it, master. Bode would have known he could not. Undoubtedly, that is why he fought so hard against Malfoy's imperious curse."
"Stand up, Rookwood,"
whispered Harry. The kneeling man almost fell over in his haste to obey. His face was pockmarked. The scars were thrown into relief by the candlelight. He remained a little stooped when standing, as though halfway through a bow, and he darted terrified looks up at Harry's face.
"You have done well to tell me this,"
said Harry.
"Very well. I have wasted months on fruitless schemes, it seems. But no matter, we begin again from now. You have Lord Voldemort's gratitude, Rookwood."
"My lord, yes, my lord,"
gasped Rookwood, his voice hoarse with relief.
"I shall need your help. I shall need all the information you can give me."
"Of course, my lord, of course. Anything."
"Very well, you may go. Send Avery to me."
Rookwood scurried backward, bowing, and disappeared through a door. Left alone in the dark room, Harry turned toward the wall. A cracked, age-spotted mirror hung on the wall in the shadows. Harry moved toward it. His reflection grew larger and clearer in the darkness. A face whiter than a skull, red eyes with slits for pupils.
"No!"